You see, God's definition of success is very different than the world's. The world's definition of success isn't going to matter squat the moment that person dies. What matters is what God says about you. And the greatest definition of success is John 17:4. Jesus said this. Here's the definition of a successful life. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. Now, God is looking for people to use.
In order to know the purpose or function of something, whether it's a new device or tool, some sort of gadget or whatever, you need to look at the instruction manual. Even better, you should seek out the designer or the maker of the object in question. After all, who knows more about it than the one who created it? Hello, and welcome again to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick Warren will help you discover in the Scriptures what God had in mind for your life when He, quite literally, invented you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast, or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Getting Ready to Be Used by God.
2 Timothy 2:4 says this, like a soldier, I have to stay flexible. Like a runner, I have to stay free. It says in 2:4, as Christ's soldier, do not let yourself become tied up in the affairs of this life, in the civilian stuff. For then you cannot satisfy the one who's enlisted you in his army. Can you imagine a general saying, guys, we got to go to war, and says, sorry, I got to go play bridge right now. I got to go do this or that. He says, don't become so tied up. Are you all tied up? A lot of you are. You're tied up. And if God asked you to do something, said, I've got the greatest adventure of your life planned for you, you couldn't do it because you're all tied up. You know, a lot of people tell me all the time, God, Rick, I know I want God to use me. I really want to fulfill God's purposes. I want to be what I was made to be. I want God to use me. But they don't make any time for it. They've so filled their schedule that they don't have any time for it. They're unavailable. Like a runner, I stay free. Like a soldier, I stay flexible. Luke 9:62, like a farmer, I got to stay focused. Jesus said this, anyone who lets himself be distracted from the work I plan for him. Did you know that God has planned a work for you? God had a work planned for you before you were born. But anybody who lets himself be distracted from the work I plan for him is not fit for the kingdom of God. So what distracts you from fulfilling your life mission? Last week we talked about one of those things, envy. You're so busy worried about what other people think, what they've got, you miss what God has for you. Envy can distract you. Greed, I got to have more, I got to have more, I got to have it all, I got to do it all. The expectations of others can distract you. Wrong friends can distract you. Good things can distract you. Some things aren't necessarily wrong, they're just not necessary. The Bible tells us in Corinthians, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. All things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. You know, for some people, some of you, the biggest distraction in your life is the past. You can't let go of it. And you're stuck with either resentment or guilt, regrets or resentment. You continue to hold on to hurt. Somebody hurt you a long time ago, let it go. They can't hurt you anymore. Let it go. Or you're still holding on to you keep beating yourself up over some failure you had. Let it go. You're forgiven. Let it go. To finish the race, you got to stop rehearsing the past. That if you're living in the past, it's like trying to drive looking in a rearview mirror the whole time. You're going to crash. I need to purify my heart, sanctify my body, and simplify my schedule. Number four. If I want God to use me and live the life I was prepared to live, I was meant to live, I must fortify my faith. Because everything God does in, through, by, to, and for you, he does by grace through faith. it is according to your faith that will be done unto you. So the stronger your faith is, the more God can do in your life. How do you get faith? Get in the Word of God. That's why we did 40 days in the Word. Get in the Word of God. But faith is like a muscle, and you got to keep stretching it and keep strengthening it and keep building it. Here's some verses about fortifying your faith. 1 Peter 4, 1 and 2. Strengthen yourselves so that you will live here on earth doing what God wants, not evil things people want. You got to strengthen yourselves. It means for some of you, you got to grow up first. Jude 1, 20. Build yourself up. Build yourself up in the most holy faith. How do you build yourself up? You know what's the best way to fortify your faith? Small groups. Get in a small group. We're better together. When you get in a small group, we build each other's faith. The Bible says your faith builds mine and my faith builds yours. If you're not in a group, you need to get in a group. But you fortify your faith, the Bible says, by getting with other believers. It says encourage each other and build each other up. And then look at this verse, 1 Timothy 4, 7. Spend your time and energy in the exercise of keeping spiritually fit. Did you know that spiritual fitness is as important as physical fitness? That's fortifying your faith. Now, these four things that I've just shared with you to prepare your heart and to prepare your body and to prepare your schedule and to prepare your faith, these four things, let me just tell you something. The key to all four of these happening in your life is real simple. Get a partner. That's the key. Get a partner. If you try to do these four things on your own, you will fail. You will not last. You will not last at it. Everybody needs a buddy. Everybody needs a buddy. You need God, you need a group, and you need a guide. You need a spiritual friend who's going to encourage you, and you encourage them, who's hold you accountable. You hold them accountable. If you don't get a buddy, I don't expect you to stick with any of this.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you will begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you discover how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You see, you need accountability, you need support, and you need encouragement. And if you don't have a buddy, you're not going to stick with it. All the best intentions in the world, all the intentions you've got right now, aren't going to last unless you get God and a group and a guide. Now, there's one other thing you've got to have. To prepare for the life I was meant to live, I purify my heart, I sanctify, I dedicate my body, I simplify my schedule, and I fortify my faith. I do the things that help me grow in faith. But number five, it's not going to happen without this one. I must intensify my passion for God. Until this one happens, none of the others are going to work. I must intensify my passion. God uses people who are passionate for Him. God uses people who have fervent faith. God uses people who aren't casual, part-time, when I feel like it, Christians, part-time. God uses people who are all in. God uses people who are sold out. God uses people who are passionate, who say, God, I've got to know. I've got to know your blessing. I've got to know your person, purpose. You know, do you remember the story in the Bible where Jacob wrestles with an angel? It's a parable. I mean, it's a metaphor of the struggle we have with God. And at one point, Jacob is wrestling with this angel, and he goes, I'm not going to let go of you until you bless me. So the angel did. Have you ever said that to God? God, I'm not leaving here. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not leaving until you bless me. God, I have to have your blessing in my life. I've got to know your purpose in my life. I've got to be the person you want me to be. I've got to fulfill the life I was created to fulfill. God, this is not casual, not part-time commitment. Are you desperate for God's purpose and God's blessing in your life? You know what the problem with most Christians is? They've got just enough God to bug them, not to bless them. You get a little bit of God in your life, that's no good. Are you kidding me? It just makes you miserable. You either get all in, it's kind of like on a cold day and you stick your feet in the pool. No, you got to get all in because the wind's going to come up against you. And a lot of people have just enough God to bug them. They're casual, on my spare time Christianity. And so they don't ever get the blessing out of it because they're not all in. Do you really want God's best more than anything else in your life? God always gives His best to those who want it the most. I want God's best in my life more than anything else in my life. I want God's best in my life. I'm not going to settle for second best from God. In other areas, yeah, I'll settle for second best, but not from God. Now, what does it mean to intensify my passion for God? It means I shine with high intensity. Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, let your light so shine, let it so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's intensity. You're so intense, you shine. Will you become a high-intensity disciple like a high-intensity lamp? Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, whether in word or deeds, you do it all, not just Sunday, you do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. If I go to a restaurant, I do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I go shopping, I do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I take out the trash, I do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I give thanks to God in every situation. I'm going to work, I'm giving thanks. I'm coming home, I'm giving thanks. I'm taking a shower, I'm giving thanks. That's passion, 24/7, all the time. You see, God's definition of success is very different than the world's. The world's definition of success isn't going to matter squat the moment that person dies. It's irrelevant. What matters is what God says about you. And the greatest definition of success is John 17:4. Jesus said this. Here's the definition of a successful life. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. That's it. I brought glory to God while I was here on earth. How? By fulfilling the purpose, by completing the work, by discharging the mission that God gave me to do. Now, God is looking for people to use, and he wants to use you, and he will wear you out if you get usable, but you've got to get ready. You've got to prepare. Are you serious? How badly do you really want God's blessing in your life? If you're serious, then what are you going to do this next week? What's going to be your next step in each of these five areas? I mean, all the best intentions in the world are great, but I've got to help you do more than have good intentions. So I'm going to do something this weekend. I'm going to ask everybody to take out one of those cards because we're going to use it, okay? So grab one of the cards in front of you, and I'm going to give you five words to write on your card, okay? Just pull out one of those feedback cards in front of you. Let me just warn you. As soon as you walk out of this service, Satan is going to steal all your good intentions. You're going to forget everything you'd like to do before you get to the car. All that stuff about getting in shape and purifying your heart and simplifying your schedule and fortifying your faith. Yeah, that's all good. And you forget it all before you get to the car. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you out. I'm going to ask you to tell me, your pastor, your intentions so I can support you in it. Two are better than one. So let's just go through this together. Okay, step one is purify my heart. Now, what that means is this week, you need to get alone with God for a time of spring cleaning, a little soul searching for 30 minutes or an hour, and you get alone with God and you say, God, if there's any junk in my life, I want to get it out, confess it, get it dealt with so it's forgiven, forgotten, wiped out. I need a clean slate. Many of you have seen this before. Many years ago, I wrote a little personal evaluation tool, personal inventory called Purifying My Heart to be used by God. And if you will make a commitment to say, Rick, this week I'm going to get along with God for a time of spring cleaning, soul searching, personal inventory, then you write the word purify on your card. And if you give me your email, I'll email you this tool that I use. This is what I use on a regular basis to kind of clean house in my own life. And it's some questions that I ask myself that help me make sure my heart is pure. And I'll happily email this to you. Just write the word purify on your card. Okay? Second thing, sanctify my body. Some of you need to join the Daniel plan right now. Now, that's going to mean different things for different people. Some of you, it may mean, I just need to go get a checkup. It's been ages since I went to go see a doctor. Some of you haven't been to a dentist in I don't know how long, or a doctor. Maybe you need to lose some weight. Maybe you need to change your lifestyle. Maybe you need to go to bed an hour earlier each night. I don't know. Maybe you need to start exercising. Whatever it is, as your pastor, I don't just care about you getting to heaven. I care about your emotional, physical, spiritual, relational, financial, all the seven key areas of decade of destiny. And I'll help you take better care of your body and increase your energy if you want to be a part of this. So whether you are part of the Daniel plan in the past or you want to re-up right now, if you say, Rick, I'm serious about this. I want to sanctify my body. I want to be healthier a year from now than I am right now. You write Daniel plan on that card, Daniel plan. And that way, I'll put you on the list that gives some stuff that helps you keep growing in the physical area of life. Sanctify my body. Write Daniel plan. And as I said, that's going to mean different things for different people. But as I want to be a part. I want to have more energy than a year from now. Okay, number three. Step three is I've got to simplify my schedule. Is your life so crowded with activities you don't even have time to think? Yeah. And then the fourth step, we said, is you must fortify your faith. That means I got to get serious about stretching my faith, strengthening my faith, building my faith, growing spiritually. You're as close to God as you choose to be. And if you mean business in this, say, Rick, I want to go deeper. I really do want to go deeper this next year. then you write the word fortify on the card, okay? And say, Rick, I'm in on this, and I really want to grow deeper in the Lord, and I'm serious about this, and I want God to strengthen me. If you're not in a small group, you write group on the card. I'll help you get in a group. Say, I don't have any friends. I'll buy you some friends, okay? But you got to get in a group. That's going to help you grow. Okay, now, let me say this again. As soon as you walk out of this service, you're going to forget all your best intentions. So here's the real test. I want you to think up somebody you could invite to be your partner.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthfully you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why we put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you'll take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Have you ever noticed that your day goes better when you start with God's Word? That's been true in my life, and I'm certain it'll make a difference in your life too when you choose to get into God's Word first thing every day. It's one of the most important habits you can develop. Here's an email from a man named Jeremy who says, connecting with God every morning has made such a big difference in his life. He says, you know, Rick, Daily Hope fills my mind with truth when I begin each day at 3 a.m. Wow. I realize that Daily Hope helps fill my mind with the good stuff and crowds out all the negative because truth and hope have really changed my attitude throughout the day. So you can take it from Jeremy. God's Word at the start of your day will change your day in a positive way. Thanks for listening today, everybody. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. Please remember to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, The Purpose-Driven Church, and pastor of Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. If you're a church leader or you're a pastor, I want to invite you to come spend 4 days with me, October 11, 12, 13, and 14. Come join me at the Lake Forest campus for 4 days. I'm going to be teaching Purpose-Driven Essentials, the basic training that has trained almost 500,000 church leaders around the world in 164 countries. Come and join us. This is the conference that has literally started tens of thousands of new churches and revitalized hundreds of thousands of churches.
Space is limited, so I encourage you to register now at pd.church. pd.church. Hope to see you October 11 to 14.
The Purpose-Driven Conference is back. Get ready for renewal for you, your congregation, and your city. Register at pd.church. That's pd.church.